and listen to my story, if you will. I'm gonna tell about a gang of fellers way down at Nashville. Let's start with old Red Foley doing his Chattanooga chew. Don't forget Hank Williams and them good old lovesick blue. It's time for old Roy Acuff to head to Memphis on his train. Minnie Pearl and Rock Brassfield and Lazy Jim Day. Turn up your radio, I know that you will wait to hear little Jimmy Dickens sing, grab an old Colt Tater and wait. And there'll be guitars and fiddles and bands to pick it too. Bell Monroe singing out there with Kentucky blues. Ernest Tubbs number two wrongs will make a right at the Grand Ole Opry every Saturday night. There's Uncle Dave making his gold tooth and plug hat. Cowboy Cope is singing tragic romance, signed, sealed, and delivered, banjo by Earl Scruggs. And the master of ceremony is our buddy Eddie Stubbs. He's still alive. There's Ronzo and Oscar popping bubblegum. George Morgan sang it, candy kisses, yum yum. Got a hole in my bucket, bringing in that Georgia mail. We'll play the bluegrass breakdown and we'll dance to the chicken reel. There'll be guitars and fiddles, a band to pick a tune. Bell Monroe singing out their home, Kentucky blue. Ernest Tubbs number two wrongs will make a right. Have the grand old Saturday night. Ho! Hey, you can talk about your singers in all kind of ways, but nothing can play them old songs like Bradley Kincaid with his old hound dog guitar and the famous blue tail fly. String bean, the Hank Snow, and fiddle and chubby wide. There'll be guitars and fiddles and bands picking two. Bell and Rose singing out their loud Kentucky blue. Ernest Tubbs number two wrongs won't make a right at the Grand Ole every Saturday night.
Matt Carzonis. Matt, I'm going to have you show off on that mandola. We don't see many of those around here.
You know how to do circle and stuff?
Yeah.
You got time?
This is a song that I got Daryl up here. I didn't want to miss the chance to hear him burn on this. We actually did rehearse this today once. It's called Finger Buster. And Matt's gonna bust some fingers on this, I bet.
Here we go.
I think it's that mandolin mic feeding back, by the way.